want to be an echo of your peace.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and it's wonderful to share a little time with you here on this Pentecost weekend. At least that's what I'm reflecting on, sharing with you a brief one, but nonetheless a deep one. It just moves me to be with you now as I actually sit on our campus of St. Bonaventure University. The outspread green, spring green lawns moving into summertime here with a spectacular clear blue sky overhead. And many alumni back, and it happens to be the Pentecost, the time of the coming, the sending, the arrival, the huge deep experience of God's Spirit. And we would say that arrival is now, has been from the beginning of time. God's Spirit is that Spirit that creates and recreates, renews and helps all of us be the freshest child we might be in God's own hand at this very moment. The Spirit animates us, brings life to us. You might sense that now as we just pause for a bit and I take just a little time with you and reflect on the reading from Acts that is given to us for the Eucharist for Sunday of this weekend. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. So it was a particular feast time, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. There's this huge arrival, and with it noise. Now, I don't know if that's a particularly attractive description of what we've been waiting for in the renewal of the church or our own personal lives or our family or our neighborhood, or if you're involved in a school and you think, I'm really looking for a renewal of this place, a brand new spirit, one who will advocate for us and stir us to new action, a true animator. Christ always is that animation, that animator. And this is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that which is breath and holy abiding now in us, and noise. The noise that strikes me is the truth of life as it arrives, as we step into it, and it can be noisy. A part of us would put it aside to get things organized, to move to a place where, let's be quiet. But that can be an insistence that isn't a listening place with noise. Quiet is great. Silence is a way of receiving noise and quiet and voices. It's striking to me that if there is a progression here, and I thought of it earlier before I began this reflection, that noise does move to voice. And voices move to conversation if there's any aliveness in a voice, because it seems to me voice is given to communicate, to relate, to converse, to be passing over into each other's lives in a way in which we bring life to each other. Noise is the assemblage of a lot of vitality, but it does need some organizing. And in language systems and people from the time when voice arose in language systems, its purpose was to communicate where food was, where the passage might be, where the family was, where there might be a threat, where life laid before us. It drew us together as a people. And with the Spirit coming into us as this vibrancy, this wildness of noise, we have the great opportunity to now, as we hear in that passage, have that Spirit speak to us in all of our voices, our languages. The assembling of what might be noise begins now to rise up in us in a way in which we might converse with each other. And then it seems to me there is a striking movement here too. A bit of a paradox. Conversation moves to awe, which is to say silence. We might say the old expression, oh, don't you say? Or really? Or is that true? Which is what breaks into us when someone's own experience of noise is moved to voice and some sort of understanding in conversation with us, and it brings us to a silent awe, a listening, a capacity to hear, And up out of that silence, I think in all of us arrives committed action. I want to comment on that silence right now, if you're following me and if this makes any sense, because the gospel tells us that the disciples, that wasn't just the apostles, so it's not just 11, but the disciples are gathered and full of fear. And I think that's noise. But I don't mean that we need to put it away. I mean that there's a voice in the noise of our fear. And it's for us to find the language to express that fear to each other in conversation, and then to move into the awesomeness of fear and concern and brilliant ideas and all the things that want to go through our conversational systems to a place where we're in awe, listening, aware. And in this, as happens in the gospel, we move to committed action. We hear the one say to us, "Peace be with you," which is the fullness of life, the movement out of noise into the awesome voice of God as creation, conversing with us and drawing us as sisters and brothers together out of places where we are locked and locked behind doors because of fear. And when we receive this peace, we hear the voice saying to us, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he says this, we hear the breath of God coming into us, into our very silent awe of God giving us new life and realizing that we have the power through committed action to bring healing and forgiveness in our world. To draw aside now, as I have on the Bonaventure campus, possibly you in your home or again, wherever you might be this day. Maybe someone's been out in their garden working hard, took a shower, and you've settled in and, oh, a new podcast. Dan's up to something. I'm up to listening to a noise and listening to it as it assembles himself and ourselves, as it moves to voice, language, and into conversation now with each other so that we might come to quiet, silent reception of God's Spirit. And in through that beautiful breathing in of the peace that Christ gives us now, the breathing out and the action of our commitment, our commissioned to bring forgiveness and healing to our world. These are just natural movements in our lives, natural because as that word means, as in nativity, it comes with life. It's given as life is given to us. Name these movements as you like, but they are movements, for you and I are not to be stuck in noise or in words. And we don't stay in silence. We move from that quiet listening place to the action and renewal of life. Because with Pentecost and with the commitment of Mount Irenaeus and the reception of our own missioning, our own vocation, you and I are to join with Jesus Christ to make all things new. Really? As the expression goes in our current time. Awesome, as has been said recently. Listen, as I might say to you now, to the Spirit that speaks in your heart and the Anointed One of God who says to you and I right now, "Peace be with you." Receive the Holy Spirit, forgive, bring healing to the world. My friends, peace be with you. This is Dan Riley, delighted to spend a little time with you from the campus of St. Bonaventure University during our reunion weekend, making all things new in Jesus Christ.
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred. Let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls. Let me bring forgiveness. see despair. Let me bring some hope to all who live. And let me seek not to be consoled, but to offer consolation.